Welcome back, beautiful souls, and thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up Great podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony. Last week, we spoke about how valuable your life truly is. This week, there's no holding back. Episode 3 is coming up next. Stay tuned. So what's going on, friends? Welcome back. Kick your feet up. Make yourself at home. This week's episode is entitled, Stop Holding Yourself Back. There's so many experiences within my life that I can go back to, remembering how I was so scared to do something that I really actually wanted to do. And I had these visions of creating within what I wanted to do, going for what I wanted to do. You ever daydream, like you're staring in space and you're daydreaming about the things that you want around you and the things that you want to do, and then you get out of it and you never put the necessary effort to attain those things? That was me for such a long time. I was so scared, guys. Like, I was scared. I was scared of failure. I was scared of rejection. I was scared of new things. But one thing I knew I wasn't scared of was being safe, was playing it safe. I know that if I do this, this is the outcome, and it's sure. Like, that's a for sure outcome. But if I really went for what I want, or what I had a passion for, or what felt good to me, this rush of fear came into play. And it wasn't until I became self-aware that I started to realize if I wanted to do something but never went for it, I'm gonna always wonder where it would have taken me. And I kind of got tired of feeling that way because it's happened to me in the past. So I got tired of feeling that way. I got tired of seeing other people go for it. And I was just a punk. Like, I was just like, no, I can't. I mean, I want to, but I can't. I mean, how could I? And then I would ask other people, what do you think about me doing this? Or what do you think about me moving here? Or what do you think about her and me? It was always looking for reassurance for other people to tell me to go for it. And then maybe I would go for it. And that right there scared me. And I said, no more. So how could I possibly live a fulfilled life if I'm always fearing the unknown or even the rejection, the failure? I just got to this point of, I'd rather be rejected. I'd rather fail at this than to never feel it at all. So I went, and I went for many things that I wanted to do and many things I failed at. And many things I was successful at. But if I there was just such a transformation, just even within that, even within trying, there was a transformation within my life. There was more opportunity. There was more blessings coming into my life. I stopped blocking everything. And I stopped looking for the reassurance from everyone else. And I became one with me. So I started writing things down. I reread the things that I wrote down, and I started going for, like, just the little steps towards the things that I wanted. But for the first time in a long time, I stopped holding myself back. I put on a brave face, and I never even spoke to myself about what if it didn't work out. I just said, let it be, whatever it may. And I'll tell you guys, I felt great. I felt liberated. There comes a sense of freedom when you release your mind from the imprisonment of fear, failure, and other people's opinions. It's time to grow. It's time to move away from the things that are not bringing us where we want to be. Finally, we have to realize and become aware that if we don't, we may always wonder, what if? What if that would have been the greatest thing for me? So as I close this episode out, I want to encourage you to stop holding yourself back and take action. Remember, folks, your only limit is you. Have a powerful day. Peace and love. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you like what you've heard, I'd love your feedback. Hit that rate, review, share, subscribe. You could even leave a voice message. I'm at anchor.fm/wakeupgreatpodcast and all listening platforms. And as always, new episodes posted every Wednesday. I'll see you next week. Have a powerful one. Take care.